Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're back on Money FM 89.3, and throughout this week, we've heard a similar theme from many investment houses about their outlook for the second half. Cautious optimism with regards to where equity markets and other asset classes might actually head. But how cautious should investors actually be? And could there be some risks that might actually lead to some shocks for investors should they fail to position properly? Well, today we want to try and assess some of those risks. And today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined once again by Mr. Shyam Devani, who's the founder of South Markets. And he's here with us to talk to us about what risks investors might have to watch out for and just how bad things might actually get if in some of the worst case scenarios. Mr. Devani, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are in good health and safe during these very uncertain times. And welcome back to the show, sir. It's been a while. I'm glad we got you here before the end of the second quarter.
Hi, JP. Thanks. It's nice to be with you again.
All right. So, Shyam, you know, strategists we've spoken to over this week mostly herald cautious optimism for markets in the second half. But with the Fed recently adopting this more hawkish stance, and suddenly we see the debate for possible tapering now taking place, it seems, could markets actually lose ground, particularly here in Asia? What are your thoughts and what are you tracking, sir?
Well, I think what you mentioned a minute ago, position properly is the way to go about it. So I can appreciate cautious optimism over the course of 6 months over that horizon. I do think equities will be okay. But it's the timing of these things which is important. And as far as the Federal Reserve go, I think, once again, they've shown themselves to be rather reactionary for quite some time. They were expecting inflation to be transitory, and then all of a sudden, last week, you know, it seems that they've come under pressure either from the media or wherever, and instead of allowing that transit to take place, they seem a bit hawkish. Then they get dovish afterwards after they see some of the market reactions. So, you know, it's a reactionary Federal Reserve in my books. But really what is beginning to stand out is the rally in the bond markets over the past few months. And in my books, bonds lead. When you combine that with the drop in commodities in the likes of copper, well, that picture now tells me maybe there's some question marks about the credibility of the very positive economic outlook, and that maybe some of the best news is in the price. The way that feeds back into equity markets, in my opinion, is that at this particular juncture, I am defensive and waiting for a pullback, maybe double-digit percentage losses on the big indices in America, and then looking to rotate into them if that indeed unfolds.
How soon might this pullback actually take place, Shyam? I know timing is very difficult in the markets, but what is when do you think this might happen potentially?
Well, I think we might be in the middle of it. I mean, if you look at the Dow Jones, it's off its highs. My historical picture tells me basically it should be happening within the next month or so. Now, some of the other indices are at the highs, like the S&P 500. So, you know, not every single detail is exactly the same. But to answer your question directly, I think now, within the next month, I'm looking for a decent pullback and drawdown on the major indices. And then reassess, look for opportunities to engage. So I think as we started off, positioning properly is the key. And I think at the moment, still in my books, the positioning ought to be a bit more in bonds. And a bit more defensive in equities.
Right. And, yeah, Shyam, in your recent notes that actually you shared with me before this interview, you talk a lot about the S&P 500 to bonds ratio as an indicator you like noting. Can you explain what this indicator is and what it's telling you about where markets are actually heading or if it's supporting your thesis in any way, shape or form?
Well, it's a very interesting historical comparison of the outperformance of stocks relative to bonds after the last major crisis, after Lehman Brothers, and when the Federal Reserve started expanding its balance sheet, we got a 95% outperformance of stocks to bonds. And basically, over the course of a bit more than the past year, you've seen the same thing. So I think it's now we're due for a short period where bonds outperform stocks. And really the way that happens is that you're going to get an equity market decline in the near term. That's how bonds outperform. Maybe that decline itself should fuel the gains in bond prices for a little while. So that historical comparison is very neat. And as I say, the yields, long-end yields in the United States have not gone up. They've slipped over the past few months. And I think that's a little bit of a warning sign. I don't think it should be ignored.
All right. So let's get to the actual question that might matter most to listeners, Shyam. If the second half is indeed going to be bumping, if we start to see the signs of a correction happen in the next few months, what is the strategy for investors to optimize gains and mitigate risks in the second half? What are your thoughts?
Well, as I say, you know, at the moment, I'm a bit more overweight bonds compared to equities. And then be quick on one's feet to flip that should you see a decent correction down in the equity markets. Having said that, you know, also bearing in mind that you know, it's a global marketplace, not every index is the same. There are some indices around the world that look rather different. China looks really quite different to the United States. It's already, depending on which index you're looking at, something like 15 or 16% off the year's high already. So there could be an argument made that a bit more allocation should be put towards the likes of China relative to the United States at the moment, at least in the short term. That looks to me a little bit more attractive. And from a relative value perspective, I think we're at very interesting levels when you compare the Chinese markets to the American ones. The other market I know that we've spoken about in the past that I've been a long-term bull on is India. Hmm. I'll have to admit that I was expecting a much deeper correction in India when the country was going through the depths of its COVID crisis recently, a bit more than a month ago. And not that they're out of the woods entirely yet, but we didn't see that correction really, not a deep one anyway. So if that market can handle that kind of pressure, I don't know really what's going to take it down at the moment in any meaningful way. So I remain a long-term bull in India, but also now a short-term one as well.
All right. So, Shyam, very quickly before we end this interview, I do want to ask you about, we've always talked about Forex markets. So I can't let you go without asking about your outlook now for the U.S. dollar, these rising rates, all this this hawkish turn. We've seen the dollar actually get a little bit of strength. But as we've noted before, there is that very strong inverse correlation between stronger dollar and, say, emerging markets. How might your outlook on the U.S. dollar actually affect markets here? Do you think that there's still more room for it to flex, and might that actually come at the detriment of markets in the region? Share with us your thoughts, sir.
It's really, in my opinion, you know, the ones that you've got to watch are the emerging markets against the dollar in the short term. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what you've got to watch closely. If you see the dollar, you know, getting a bit of momentum to the top side, that's another warning sign for global markets in the short term, as I say. But overall, you know, the dollar is basically swung around within wide ranges so far this year. Big picture, I'm still a bear on the dollar. So, you know, any bounce, I think, will ultimately be short-lived. And the wider picture for me is that the dollar declines largely because of the amount of spending in the United States. And I think ultimately, if what I said before, that we get a bit of a correction in other markets, and you combine that with the observation that the Federal Reserve is reactionary, then they'll turn dovish again if and when needed, and that will hit the dollar, I think. So, you know, very near term, a bit more neutral, keep an eye on the emerging markets, but big picture, not really expecting aggressive dollar gains.
All right. Shyam Devani, founder of South Markets, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join us here on Money FM 89.3 and share with us your view on the markets heading into the second half and what risks we have to watch out for. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times. Shyam, we look forward to next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, try to have a great Thursday and rest of the week ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks, JP. Thanks very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.